Our speaker is Ben Bailey.
Is every church that calls itself a New Testament church really the church that Jesus established? Does the church that you read about in your Bible, does it still exist today? With all the religious confusion over the centuries and with all the choices that men can make today about religious groups, one wonders, is that pure, undefiled church that you read about in the Bible, that Jesus established and that the apostles preached and were a part of, is it still here today? Well, friend, we can know that the church of the New Testament is still here. The Bible records for us in Luke chapter 8, verse 11, a wonderful principle about the church and about what God's Word can do when it's applied to our lives. Listen to Luke chapter 8, verse 11. Jesus simply said, now the parable is this, the seed is the Word of God. How can that New Testament church that existed in Acts chapter 2 still exist today? Well, very simply, if we've got the seed, then all you've got to do is plant that seed in the hearts and lives of men and women today, and you'll have the same New Testament church. For example, let's say that you take a corn seed, and that corn seed may be 25, 50, 100, maybe even more years than that old. If you take that seed and you put it in the dirt, you get a little moisture to it, give it some sunlight, what's that seed going to produce? Is it going to produce an alfalfa crop? Is it going to produce beans? No, you know that when you plant that corn seed, you're going to get a corn stalk and you're going to get corn. The same is true with the Lord's church. The Word of God is the seed. It's what tells us about the church. It's what tells us how to become a member of the church. And if I take that seed and preach it, live it in my life, plant it in the hearts and lives of other men and women, what will the seed of the Word of God, what religious group would it produce? Well, we've already seen it'll produce the one church. It'll produce the church that started on Pentecost in Acts chapter 2, that began in Jerusalem, that church that preaches God's plan of salvation. It'll be the bride of Christ. It'll be the one body that you find in the New Testament. Now, I ask you to think about this. Can you take, and I want you to seriously consider this, can you take the seed, the Word of God, Luke 8, 11, and get all the religious denominations that exist today? Well, let's ask this question. Are they in the Bible? For us to take the seed, the Word of God, and end up with all the religious groups that exist today, wouldn't they have to be in the seed? Well, sure they would. Can you find them in the Word of God? Friend, you don't find any of them in the Word of God. You can think of whatever it may be, Catholic, Methodist, Baptist, Presbyterian, whatever it may be. And friend, they're not in here. Now here's what I'd ask you to think about. If the seed is the Word of God, and the seed will produce the New Testament church, and modern denomination is not a part of the Bible, not in the New Testament, then can it be God's original intent? Absolutely not. And thus, we need to speak where the Bible speaks. Revelation 22, 18 and 19, we need not add to or take away from the Word of God. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 17, we need to not go beyond what's written. We need to stay within the boundary of God's revealed will. God's told us what to do. Denominationalism is not a part of that. You cannot find, you can search all you want, and you can't find denominations in this book. This book by itself cannot produce them. Friend, if that's the case, then I've got to become a part of the Lord's church. That New Testament church Jesus built. I ask you today to consider seriously the religious group you're a part of. Friend, understand well, my purpose in teaching these, God's purpose in presenting us the Word of God, is not to belittle, it's not to make fun of, it's not to be mean to anybody, but out of a love for souls. We want you to know there are things that you've not been told. Things that, and we don't mean that in the wrong way, things that people have not shared with you. Things maybe you've not seen in your Bible that are essential, that your soul depends on. And more than anything, we want you to go to heaven, be a part of the Lord's church. And so we ask you today, won't you think on these things? Think on God's church, the New Testament church, as we study the Word of God together.